Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Tom Loeffler. Loeffler Commodities joining us after this.
This is a message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. If you believe the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA, improperly denied you farm loan benefits between 1981 and 2000 because you are Hispanic or female, you may be eligible to apply for compensation. For more information about the claims process, call toll-free 1-888-508-4429 or visit www.farmerclaims.gov. The claims period closes March 25, 2013. Anyone who wishes to participate in the claims process must obtain a claims package by calling 1-888-508-4429 or by going to www.farmerclaims.gov. That's 1-888-508-4429 or visit www.farmerclaims.gov. The claims period closes March 25, 2013. This has been a message from the United States Department of Agriculture.
Within the range of expectations, that's what several analysts are saying about this past Friday's cattle on feed set of numbers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. One of those folks, Tom Loeffler with Loeffler Commodities, who visited with our own Ed Richards about the report on Friday afternoon.
We got a report that could be called neutral to a little bit bearish. It's not a terrible report, but it does not have a lot of friendliness to it either. On feed came in very close to the trade estimates at 94%. The trade was looking for 93.8. So we're still running behind last year by 6%. We have on feed right now 11.073 million head of cattle. As far as versus a year ago, Texas is down 10% on feed, Kansas down 5%, and Nebraska down 4%. Now, the on-feed number is running 4% below the five-year average. Now, placements, they came in a little larger than expected at 102%. The trade was looking for 100.3%. Placements came in at 1.876 million head. Nebraska saw an increase versus a year ago of 10% more placements, Kansas 5%, and Texas actually was down 2%. Now, on the weight breakdown, you're looking at under 600-pound category, virtually unchanged, 600 to 699 pounds, down 8%. 700 to 799 pound, up 2%, and 800 plus pounders, up 12%. Now, we also saw placements 2% higher than what the five-year average is, and this is the first month that we've seen placements higher than a year ago in the past 8 months.
Now, while those placement numbers were a little bit above what Tom Loeffler and several others were expecting in the Friday afternoon report, so were the marketing numbers.
Now, the marketing numbers expected to be friendly. It came in a little friendlier than expected. At 106%, they was looking for 104.7%. Marketing has amounted to 1.917 million head. Nebraska saw an increase over last year by 19% on their marketing. Texas 12% more, and Kansas was unchanged. Now, marketing is now 7% higher than the 3- and 5-year averages both.
Tom Loeffler says because these numbers are generally within expectations, not a lot of impact coming from the cattle on feed numbers. Bigger unknown right now, other factors that are hanging over our head, for example,
laying off inspectors at our beef plants in case the sequester goes on, the fact that they're still talking about Zilmax as a feed additive, that it might have to be discontinued. We have a lot of psychological things out there in this marketplace that could have an effect on the market.
So, lots to be watching. Stay tuned. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The annual spring bull sale of Express Ranch is coming up Friday, March 1st at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 550 bulls starting at 10 a.m., highlighted by the Express Ranch's 2013 National Western Grand Champion Carload, Grand Champion Pen, and Reserve Grand Champion Pen bulls. For more information, you can contact Express Ranches by going to their website, www.expressranches.com, or call them 800-664-3977. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.